Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are back. Thank you for joining us.
So professional.
Scared me. I thought I forgot something.
We're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. I look around the room. I see Chip McGee. He's over there with a pencil and paper. There's steam.
Hi.
There's smoke
Sharpie,
coming off that
Sharpie, but okay.
That paper. They can't tell. He's doing his NFL sports picks. We'll get to those in just a second. With us in the studio, comedians Michael Malone and Sean Patton has just joined us. Sean, it's good to see you.
Good to see you boys as well, and lady as well.
Hello, Sean.
Yes. And anyway, whoever you are.
Whatever we
whoever
identify
you may
with
be,
that,
however you identify, whoever you are. Well, good
whoever,
to see you all.
Whoever the hell you are.
we have to remark our bathrooms, by the way. Because we've always
Is that going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
We've always had... Anyone can go in any bathroom.
Well, but Kristen's been hesitant to use the boys.
I use it on occasion.
Oh, really? You're kidding. I had not noticed.
Very rarely. But,
it's a nice bathroom. There's a hairbrush in there.
For men?
For men. Just there a hairbrush.
Yep. In case you gotta... I know that.
I'll tell you something about those bathrooms in this building.
Oh, God.
Someone will take something in there. It'll stay there for years, and no one knows how it got there, what it's for.
Yeah.
Why it's there.
I have to be honest. I've done a few items myself just to see what would happen.
Yeah, there are random items. I guess someone must use this for something.
Sure.
I don't know what it's for.
Last time I was here, I placed a Rubik's Cube. And it's still there, still unsolved.
You guys should just start doing that. Just start seeing how long something will stay there.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of balms and salves and weird things.
In the men's room?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a whole... area.
I thought you said there's a hole in there.
There is a hole.
Just in the men's room.
It's called a glory hole.
Don't put your eye to it.
Wow.
Glory hole. G-L-O-R-Y.
Man.
Oh, no, that's not a song.
Just someone would have named a donut that if it wasn't named
right.
that. If someone
You're
did.
Right.
Well, the bathroom we have to switch gears here because it's time now for the... patented shoo-in of the week.
Okay.
Yes.
It stars Chick McGee.
From Napa. Here we go.
Courtesy of Napa Auto Parts, and we have a grandmother on the phone.
Grandma, USA. Here we go.
She is from Delmar, Delaware. She's a Baltimore Ravens fan.
No kidding. Oh, that's swell.
And she should be in the... Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, hey, Terry.
Hi. You're our official grandmother of the week. You're going to be doing some sports picks against Chick McGee.
Hi.
And
hi, Chick.
How are you?
I understand you're a very fine grandmother. Is that correct?
Yes, I love being a grandmother.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 3 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren.
Oh, well, wonderful.
You. Very good. Mm. Now, do you ever go to NFL games in person?
I've been to a couple of Ravens games.
Okay.
No kidding.
Okay. Well, Chick McGee happens to be a fan of the Washington Football Club, the Washington Redskins.
You know, the Ravens Stadium is quite the envy of all the Redskins, and particularly Daniel Snyder. And that's the rumor is that that's why he wants a new stadium. It's been there, 15, 20 years? Right after.
I can understand.
Yeah,
that.
It's a gorgeous stadium. It's a gorgeous place. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the way this works, Chick will pick a game, and then we'll go against the spread, as they say, for our gambling today.
Are you familiar with the point spread?
I don't understand it totally, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Perfect.
Now,
great.
I love that.
I should point out that so far this season, the grandmothers against the spread are dominating.
Oh. They're dominating. Yeah, I think I'm like 7-15, and the grandmas are like 12-6 or something.
Yeah, so
they are cleaning house.
You've got a lot of
scoreboard
work to do
chick.
Here.
Right.
Odds are on your side, Terry.
I hope I can continue the trend.
Good. Okay. All right. Now, Chickster, what do you got over there?
I've got Oakland. The Raiders traveling. No, the Raiders hosting the San Diego Chargers. This is a big rivalry. Northern California, Southern California. The Chargers are getting 3.5 in this one, Oakland and San Diego.
I'm going to pick Oakland. I think they need to have a big comeback after the Ravens game.
Okay, I'm going to take I'm going to take Oakland too, minus the 3.
There we go.
Half.
We agree.
There, see, I'm getting smart. I'm agreeing with the grandma.
Yeah,
there you go.
Minnesota hosting the Houston Texans. Houston getting 7 in this one in Minnesota at the stadium. That's too loud even for the Vikings offense.
Houston.
All right. I'm going to take Minnesota minus the 7. Vikings still undefeated. I'm going to take Denver hosting the Atlanta Falcons. It's a big game this weekend. Denver giving up 4.5 points at home for the Falcons to the Falcons. Who do you like, Atlanta or Denver?
Denver.
Okay, I'll take Denver minus the 4.5.
Legal marijuana.
And then finally, I will Baltimore, the Ravens hosting those Washington Redskins, and the Redskins getting 4.
Oh, boy.
I got to go with the Ravens.
Okay, that's a good pick. This is going to be a close one, but I'm going to take Washington plus the 4, I think. And that's the first time this year I've picked the Redskins. I picked against them every week. So here we go. There you are. That's
You're
it.
Due. You're due,
I'm
Chick.
I'm way
well
due.
Well done.
Okay. So you have Grandma's team against Chick's team this week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Loser leaves town. Oh, no, you're in Delaware. Never mind. Okay, don't worry about that.
Chick,
yeah.
you're invited to watch a Ravens game here at my house.
Oh.
We have a ball.
Wow, that's great. I can't wait to not show up for that. That would be great.
Oh, you're not gonna... Now, do you cook something special for the games?
We change it up every time. Usually I do the cooking. Sometimes my daughter-in-law does, but we all make something and bring it.
Very nice.
Well, that does sound lovely.
And we cheer and holler. And
what do you drink, Delaware Punch?
My son drinks beer.
Okay, that's
couple of the others in the family drink beer.
Is Delaware Punch like the Chicago Sunroof? Is it something?
No.
Is Delaware Punch like all the different alcohols in the bathtub?
No, it's a purple drink that I guess people in Delaware don't actually drink. Much like Foster's doesn't exist in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's something called Delaware
Punch. Delaware Punch, purple stuff.
No, we're heavy drinkers. We're heavy drinkers.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
Okay, so we do have something in common. All right, that's great.
Chick might show up then.
Yeah. I might be there. You didn't mention alcohol the first time. I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
You're lead with that.
Isn't the state of Delaware famous for, don't a lot of corporations go there for some technical reason?
Tax breaks.
Yes,
exactly. A little bit too.
The headquarters. I know.
Plus, you can be in Delaware, and then you're not in Delaware, and then you're back in Delaware, and then you can be in Delaware.
And they
not
have the great
know.
Song.
In a straight line.
Chick.
What did Delaware, boys? What did Delaware?
It's more
I don't
of a state
know Alaska. I don't know. Only 50 more verses. I don't know Alaska.
That song, you know, actually, the Delaware.
What about our New Jersey? What about a New Jersey?
You see, those are the only three really good ones. Then it starts, they really have to stretch for the rest of them.
Yeah, then it's like a.
We have a lot of craft breweries in this area.
Well, that's a good thing.
Oh.
You could spend probably 2 days going around to all the craft breweries, one right here in town.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Are you a beer drinker?
I like a little bit of beer, light beer. I don't like the real dark, heavy ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh, I like the dark, heavy. You know how I order them? Alcohol by volume, the ABV. 12, 13, 20%. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, Terry, thank you so much. You have been a victim of the Napa shoo-in of the week.
A guest.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Chick
you
McGee.
Wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Say hi to your great-grandkids for us, okay?
I'll give them both big kisses and hugs. Oh.
Okay. They sound very sweet.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.